T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Henry Wetasik is joining us this morning. He's president and CEO of Batavia Downs. We're getting reaction. We've been all morning to the governor's State of the State address yesterday. And Henry, for Batavia Downs, I know you were probably watching for this. The governor did say he wants to legalize sports betting in New York, but there's a catch. He's allowing it, or wants to allow it, at the 4 state-run casinos. That would leave a place like Batavia Downs out of the loop, right?
That's correct.
And how did you react to that?
Well, we were up there Monday and Tuesday. We had a trade group, the New York Gaming Association, that we had some meetings with. We had made progress among our group. But when we found out about it yesterday, obviously we were disappointed. We believe that the legislation that was put forth by Senator Bonasik last year, and then again by Senator Addabbo from Queens this year, would have been good legislation, would have worked out well for Batavia Downs and other type businesses where we would have been considered affiliates, and we would have been allowed to work with the 4 commercial casinos to have the sports betting at our various sites around western and central New York. Right now it looks like they're going to allow it at the 4 commercial casinos, and then also the Native American casinos would be allowed to have it as well, because they can have any type of gambling and the gaming that the other commercial casinos have. But what did happen yesterday, I'm told, is that Senator Addabbo did put in another bill which would ask for a constitutional amendment to allow the sports betting at the other sites like the OTVs and the Racinos and Naira. So our best chance going forward is probably going to be this new bill. We'll see if Senator Pretlow, who is the ranking, he's the chairman actually of the Assembly Racing and Waging, puts in a similar bill which would move that forward, but if that will take a couple years.
We spoke with Sean Ryan, the assemblyman, a little bit earlier this morning, and he kind of agreed that it would be hard to legalize something in such a limited scope. You're talking only 4 physical locations where this would be allowed. Do you think that other lawmakers would see it that way, that it would just be almost make no sense to legalize something but make it so that most of the state really doesn't have access?
I think it is a very unfortunate situation. And we have been talking about this. I know I've talked about this on your show before. I mean, you're going to drive 100 miles. There's no place in the New York City area by design that has a commercial casino. That was going to take place in the next couple of years, and I'm sure it's on track. But also one of the key issues, and I'm not sure if you talked about this earlier, is the online portion of it. I mean, the majority of the business is now done online. And I believe that the consensus, you know, at least from the governor's office and maybe some of the legislative offices, is that online is going to require a constitutional amendment as well. And so this is going to be a pretty sticky situation that they're going to have to address pretty quickly, and we'll see what the legislature does next.
Is this putting New York State behind other states when it comes to this?
No question. Yeah, there's no question. New Jersey got off and running very quickly. They're over the $1 billion mark. They're over the $100 million mark in revenue for the state. Yes, it definitely puts them behind, and a lot of the other states that are picking up have New York residents leading over to their borders to utilize their sports gaming industry.
It seems like lawmakers are open to the argument when it comes to legalizing marijuana, that whether it's Canada to the north or other states, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, you name it, that they don't want to be left behind, as Susan just mentioned, and people could just cross the border. Are you making the same argument with gambling, that as of right now, you could just walk across the Rainbow Bridge and place a bet up in Canada, one of the casinos there?
That's right. I mean, it is a little different. They don't have the single game wagering options that they do here in the States, but it is similar, yes. And there are many people that do that. I know many people that go across the bridge once a week to place wagers, but it's much worse in a place, I mean, in New York City. People literally go over the George Washington Bridge, they go through a tunnel. Sometimes they don't even go to a facility. They just go there so that they can use their mobile phone and they get the reception, and they're not precluded, you know, technologically from placing their wagering. So New Jersey is way ahead. I'm sure Connecticut's going to have it pretty soon. Pennsylvania has it now. Yes, New York will fall behind. And I guess, you know, like I said, it looks like they're going to look at the idea of a constitutional amendment, but that literally is 3 years down the road before that would become law.
Henry, thanks for joining us this morning. That's Henry Wetasik, the president and CEO of Batavia Downs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.